The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders. They work for you, not the dealer. Now you have personal friends for the car buying experience.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Here are your hosts, Dana Southern and Gary Green.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name is Dana Southern. I'm here with my friend and business partner, Gary Green. And collectively, we are Your Car Insiders. We provide a buying service for consumers interested in getting a new or used vehicle. Doesn't matter if you want to lease it, finance it, pay cash for it. Doesn't matter if it's a dealer or private party. We're here to help guide, protect, and make sure that you don't make a mistake that you regret.
Now, here's a funny thing. What we've done for the last few months is we look at articles on MSN and we talk about what the articles say. So I want to get some chuckles out of Dana this morning. And remember, you can always reach Dana at 602-679-8324. You can call me at 602-525-1370. If you're dead set on sending an email, you can go to the Your Car Insiders website, and there's a submission form there. You can send that. I will receive it. I'll be responding from GaryGreen1@Cox.net.
Real fast on that, one of the reasons why we recommend that you call is when someone typically sends an email, they'll have a few questions. And of course, we'll respond to those questions, which then generates more questions. And the reality is, in a brief conversation, if you ask questions and we
and we're happy to answer the questions, but I'm telling you now, I'm not the guy to sit in front of the computer and answer 15 questions.
And realistically, in one phone conversation, we can answer all your questions.
And this is what I tell people. If you're going to call us, just to make sure you don't forget anything, write down what you're planning on asking. Or if we have a conversation and you want to call back, write down. Because the most important question is the one sometimes you forget to ask. But here's an article that was on MSN, and it's a U.S. news article. And it says, 7 best new cars under $15,000. So, number 7, I've never helped anybody buy one, a Mitsubishi Mirage. And I'm not sure that I would help somebody buy one.
And just so we're on the same page as you go through these, I'd like to participate.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that I've also never helped anyone buy one of those cars, and I don't suspect I ever will.
Nissan Versa. I've helped a few people.
And it's arguably not a good car. However, it can be really, really cheap. I've helped a couple of people get them, but I would guide people to look at other things 100 out of 100 times before buying a Versa.
Now, number 5, this one kind of cracks me up, a Fiat 500.
Absolutely, under no circumstances would either of us help anyone buy a Fiat 500. Although, I'm going to give a disclosure, when they very first came out, before they started bringing reviews, and before they continuously got rated as one of the worst cars ever made. Before that happened, I did help a few people acquire them, and that was right when they first came out, around 13, I want to say. From there, in the last several years, if someone were to call and ask me to help them buy one, I would suggest that I would not help them under any circumstances buy that car, but would help them buy any other car besides one of those and or another poopy one.
Now, 2018 Chevy Spark's not on the list of anything I've ever helped anybody buy.
I've never helped anyone buy a Chevy Spark.
Here's one that I think should be, you know, on the list and in the top 3. Hyundai Accent's a great little car.
That is a good car. Agree again. And if you're following this so far they've only mentioned one car that is actually a car that either Gary or I would recommend and believe is a good car.
I'm not a monstrous fan of a Ford Fiesta.
I've never helped anyone buy a Ford Fiesta, and again, I wouldn't be helping them. The reason why we mention on these different models that we haven't helped anyone buy any of them is primarily because we care about people. And if we helped you buy one of those cars, would we really be helping you? If you're in a circumstance where over just a small amount, you can't get a better car, I'm still not going to help you buy one of those because it's still not helping you.
Number one, which is also, I believe, a good car, is a 2018 Kia Rio. Now, over the weekend, I had a phone call last week from a young lady that wanted my help getting a car. And I explained to her that you're not buying a brand new Kia Optima and getting a $250 car payment. Now, we could have went to one of these dealerships and bought one of these cars in that price point. And I explained to her that I'm not going to help you buy one of those cars. Now, this woman was 92 years old, is sharp as a tack, understood everything was going on. I was actually drove around with her on a test drive. But here's what I will tell people. When you're looking at these $15,000 and under used cars, new cars, see what you can buy for the same kind of money with 30,000 miles on it.
In a Honda or a Toyota or a Mazda or something.
She bought a 2016 Hyundai Sonata SE. My concern with the car for her was it had a touchscreen radio set up. And by the time we were done, she had figured out exactly how to use all that. But that car, used with 30,000 miles in a 2016, was less money than any of these eight cars new.
And a far better choice than any of them to purchase. And again, as a general rule, as we've talked about countless times, every single transaction, every single individual circumstance stands on its own. Whether you have equity or don't have equity, whether you have great credit, good credit, or medium credit or bad credit, whether you have a desire to lease or buy, whether you have certain thoughts in your mind that you've established, the key is each and every time it's different. For Gary and I, after dealing with hundreds of thousands of transactions and people over these last 30 years, we have the ability to not only hear, listen, understand, and then guide you not to what's best for us ever, because what's best for us is only if you're happy.
Here's the most important about Dana and I helping you. You have to understand we're not selling you anything. We're helping you buy a car. I got a phone call from a referral that had been in a vehicle for 35 days and the term is yanked.
The car was taken back because they were unable to secure financing. Gary obviously didn't help this young lady acquire the vehicle because when we help people acquire vehicles, they don't get yanked.
That doesn't happen. So she decided that she wanted to still try to buy this car. And then she called me and said she wanted to go in a different direction. So I have a friend of mine that works in a dealership that sells this kind of car that she wants to look at. So we go over last week and we look at the car. And she fails to tell me something about the yank. She failed to mention to me that she makes a lot of money but doesn't have really good proof of income. She failed to mention to me that she's 60 days out of a Chapter 13 bankruptcy.
Oops.
And she wants to buy a $40,000 car.
That's not usually how the lenders help you to reestablish yourself 2 months after a Chapter 13.
So when she provided them with what she felt was proof of income, a letter from your accountant as to how much you make is not an acceptable form of proof of income. when you provide bank statements and the bank statements show the exact same amount going in as going out, not very good proof of income. Now, if she would have told me everything up front, you know how I found out she just got out of a Chapter 13?
From the gentleman assisting you at the dealership that ran their credit.
Exactly. Now, once we submitted it, they ran it all the way up to the head buyer for the credit department in this manufacturer. And the guy basically said, not interested in helping this person. Now, I could tell when I called my friend to ask him a couple of things. After speaking to her, he really wasn't interested in helping her either, because one of the things that's really difficult when you're trying to help somebody is when they constantly say, I know that. I know that. I know that. And I finally looked at her and said, you know, I don't know how to do what you do for a living. And I don't try to make you understand that I think I know. You cannot get me to understand for one second that I'll ever believe you understand how a car deal works. Now, she mentioned that her first husband, who had passed away, worked in a car dealership. I can promise you this. I've been with my wife for 20 years. Okay, she still doesn't understand one thing about the car business other than listening to what I have to say.
And not to point out the obvious, but based on our backgrounds and based on our skill sets and based on the fact that we don't charge a penny to help someone unless they're thrilled, if we do charge a fee and collect the $400 fee at the end of the transaction, it simply comes out of what we have saved you up to that point. When it comes down to people who know it all and feel like they know it all, go ahead and do it yourself, because the dealerships need people like you to offset the people that we help. When we assist a client, they make so little profit, but they gain a very happy person. If you go out on your own, there's virtually no chance on God's green earth that you could have anywhere near our understanding of a car deal, our understanding of incentives, programs, how they work, our understanding of financing and how it can and can't benefit you, and more importantly, have the relationship and ability to negotiate with the person that actually runs the place, who actually does not dislike us, but respects that we do what we do and we ask for nothing.
You know,
because most dealerships, when they deal with third parties, it's always about what that third party's getting. We don't take a dime from the dealer.
We work for you, not the dealer. Remember, you can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. You can reach me at 602-525-1370. Once again, Dana at 602-679-8324 and 525-1370, 602 area code for me.
The most prestigious and coveted honor that American Honda Motor Company awards dealerships is the President's Award. The award recognizes the dealership teams who demonstrate superior achievement in customer satisfaction, new car unit sales value, and business management. Earnhardt Honda is proud to have received this prestigious award many times, and they want to show you why they're the top-selling Honda dealer in the Central and West Phoenix Valley regions. Earnhardt Honda's mission is to provide their customers with world-class service in every phase of the sales and service experience. 100% customer satisfaction is General Manager Joey Staples' goal. The staff at Earnhardt Honda participate in continuous training programs to improve industry and product knowledge and new ways to continue to provide top-notch customer service. Joey realizes that customers have a choice. And when customers like you choose Earnhardt Honda, you have put your implicit trust in them. Joey appreciates and is honored to have your trust. You can reach him at his desk by calling 623-463-4308 or visit him at Earnhardt Honda, located in Avondale, or online at EarnhardtHonda.com.
Bonta Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.
You have a blind spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
You lose mobility. Independence changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. As we share each and every week, our goal is not to bash any particular dealership. It does no good. Our goal is to help provide information that people should be aware of that in most cases they're just simply not. Or unfortunately, if they do go into a situation to buy a car, if they're not listening to the advice we're giving, you know, I just feel really bad for them. There are so many circumstances where just one simple error out of the hundreds you could potentially make, just one of those errors couldn't cost you far more.
How many times have you seen somebody's contract where they paid more profit on the gap insurance than what we charge?
Countless times. And again, that's an example of just one mistake. And the key, of course, is the only logical reason that anybody that knew we existed wouldn't call us would be one of two things: either too good to be true, which, by the way, we are not, we are true, or they think that they could actually buy the car and leave the dealership and without paying us that $400 fee have a better outcome. The chances of that happening are so close to slim and none that it's hard to describe. But even with that, how many days and hours and weeks and lies would you have to hear before you ever got to the point that we'd get to in 30 seconds?
You know, and it's funny. I have a company that I help buy a lot of vehicles for. And when Mike needs a car, he calls me, tells me what he needs. And he's one of my, he just says, hey, call this guy, tell him what you want, meet him at the dealership. The $400 that you're going to pay, he's not only going to save you time, he's going to save you this. So somebody that works for him had her brother call me, and they wanted to buy a Toyota pickup truck, a Tundra. And I explained how the process works with what I do. And we'll meet at the dealership. We'll walk around. We'll compare the vehicles. Once we're done comparing the vehicles, he will take an invoice out, print it off, hand it to you, and I will sit in front of the computer, input all the information, and show you how this works. Now, they have a 10-year-old trade-in with 100,000 miles on it and no paint. And they thought their car was going to be worth about this. So we got to the dealership, we walked around, and all of a sudden the wife looks at me and says, I am never, ever buying a car without you. Because she couldn't believe how we walked around like we owned the place, and we looked at this car, we looked at that car, we looked at this, we looked at that. And I explained to her that you can get a Tundra Limited for about $6,000 less than a Platinum, and this is what you're going to be giving up. she didn't really care, but she wanted white, and they didn't have a white one. So then we carred down to a limited from the Platinum. And then I showed her a white TRD Sport, not a Pro, but a TRD Sport. And the prices were about the same, and she finally looked and she said, you know, I'd rather have the different color with the leather than the white with the TRD suspension stuff. I'm never going to use all that. And in showing her everything in the screen, she actually turned around and said, well, we're looking for a payment that's somewhere between $500 and $600 a month. Okay.
By the way, quick interruption. If you're ever going to say something out loud like that, make sure you're saying it to Gary or myself and not to the dealer.
So we turned around and they appraised the trade and they put more money in the trade than I ever thought they would put in the trade. And then in order to make the deal, they put another $1,000 on top of what I thought was already ridiculous. But what I had to explain to the young lady was, do you buy what you want for $71? Or do you give up the following options, get the following options, and pay for the shocks and the 20-inch wheels and the off-road stuff and the hood scoop that doesn't really matter? Or do you buy the Limited for $71? The longest part of the transaction, it was ridiculous. It took 45 minutes to run the people's credit because his computer kept locking up and wouldn't run the credit. So we'd run the credit, the computer would lock up, he'd shut off the computer, log back in, wouldn't run. Now, it didn't run five times, but he had to do it five times to get it to work. And it is a pain because it doesn't save anything. So each time he had to input the information. But when we were done, she must have asked me five times before we done, is it time for me to pay you yet? Is it time for me to pay you yet? Is it time for me to pay you yet? We are there normally before you show up, and we leave after you have the keys to the car. Now, when it was all done, she actually looked and said, you know, that blue color, after looking at it, I don't even know why I was thinking about white.
Well, the one thing for sure, not only will we, of course, protect your best interest, but if something has to be white or it's truly important to you that it is white and there isn't a circumstance like Gary just described where there's an alternative that would work, our objective is always to help you accomplish exactly what you want to accomplish. The only time that can become, you know, an issue is if you don't understand, you know, how the math works. And so I was
my favorite phrase that Dana says.
Well,
the figures don't lie, but liars figure.
Well, and it just boils down to, you know, simple math. If you take $20,000 and you divide it by a 5-year term or 60 months, it's $333.33, you know, and a third cents plus a fraction without any interest charge. And so when people today are looking for $200 payments and $250 payments, the average payment today in America, the average car payment, is $523 per month.
And what's the average price?
Well, the average amount financed is in excess of $35,000. And so for many people, when they're thinking about their budget and they're thinking about what they want to do, the person that you should go to help guide you through and put you in the best position to get the best vehicle for your budget and pay for it the best way would be to pick up the phone and call Gary Green. His phone number is 602-525-1370, or pick up the phone and call me, Dana Southern. My phone number is 602-679-8324. You may or may not know the best way for you to approach and acquire a new vehicle. With our help, you absolutely will know the best way to acquire a vehicle if it can be acquired. And in some cases, it may not be in your best interest or feasible to do something. Why not find that out in a phone call, not waste countless hours of your time?
Remember, you can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. You can reach me at 602-525-1370.
Earnhardt and Lexus customers drive the finest vehicles in the world and have equally high expectations from their dealership. We invite you to visit the all-new state-of-the-art facility and experience the pride that every Earnhardt Lexus associate takes to provide quality service to their clients. Earnhardt Lexus, you'll find more than just a vehicle. You'll find people who know how to take care of a Lexus, and even more importantly, how to take care of you. Now located in the heart of Phoenix at 800 East Camelback Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85014.
Larry H. Miller Nissan's general manager, Bill Brixey, is committed to helping you find the new or used vehicle you've been searching for. Whether it is new or used Nissans or new or used cars from the top manufacturers, Bill can help. But here is the game stopper. Bill's finance staff offers expert advice to those seeking a great deal on a car or lease. Larry H. Miller Nissan has a top-notch service and parts department always willing to help you with your Nissan. Larry H. Miller is located at 2025 West Riverview Auto Drive in Mesa.
Nobody likes to be in debt, and that's why it's usually not wise to borrow money. But if your air conditioner calls it quits in the middle of summer and you don't have cash on hand, what are you going to do? Mike Aaliyah here again from Benefit Air to give you the best solution to a difficult problem, because sometimes we have to make tough choices in life with money issues and we need all the help we can get. Because Benefit Air is a trained comfort specialist dealer, we have access to financing terms that other dealers can't even come close to. What if you could get a brand new Trane system complete with a full 10-year parts and labor warranty for a low monthly payment? And what if a large portion of that monthly payment would be offset by the savings in your energy bill? And what if the energy savings over the life of the system was actually equal to or more than the cost of the system? At Benefit, we want to help you out of a tight spot by offering payment options that are affordable while providing you with a wise investment that can save you money for years to come. Call Benefit today to find out more about the financing options for a new high-quality Trane system that you can afford. 602-840-9229 or visit us on the web at benefitair.com. Experience the benefit of using Benefit Air.
Hey, guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
How many buttons?
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cord.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. Ooh. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name's Gary Green. I'm here with my friend and business partner, Dana Southern, and we are Your Car Insiders. We work for you, not the dealer. Remember, you can always reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. Once again, you can go to our website if you feel the need, and you can send an email. Most important thing you want to remember is that we're not selling you anything. We're helping you buy a car. Speaking of help, very special thanks to the Earnhardt family of dealers. They understand what it is that we do. There are dealers that I visit sometimes, and they actually offer money for me to increase the profit that they're paying on the car, and they'll pay me for that. Folks, it's not what we do. We are not brokers. We are consumer advocates. The things that you get in the mail, where you get a key to win a car, I almost want to call it propaganda. It's not advertising. They're designed to get you into the dealership. And as Dane always says, it's not how you get there, it's how you leave. And Each week, what we try to do is help you leave in the best possible way. Now, when you're looking online, and you have to understand, you've got to read all the small print, all the disclaimers.
But even if you do clearly read all the small print and all the disclaimers, and even if you're smart enough to understand what you read, you still don't know what that really means until you get there.
The folks that I mentioned that bought the Toyota, he got a price that he was thrilled with and realized he wouldn't have got that by himself. But he openly admitted that his hope was for $4,000 for his car. He would have gladly taken $3,000 for his car, and I got him $5,000.
And that's just one of so many $5,000 versus $3,000. And so, again, if you heard what he just said, this is the type of thing that we do, whether it's in relationship to the trade value. In that particular case, the gentleman, had Gary not been there, would have happily accepted $3,000 for his car, and he also would have paid more for whatever else he was buying without question.
Now, here's the thing that you really want people to pay attention to and understand. If you've started the process and you've sent out numerous emails to car dealerships, sometimes I'm not interested in explaining how that dealership lied to you and how you need to go on your own and figure out if that is actually what they're going to do.
And we talked about that, or at least I did just this past week, where, again, the dealership advertised it for a price. I knew, just like Gary, as he was just speaking, knew when that person called that they were not going to honor what they had advertised. And if you've already been into a dealership, like these nice people that I had this past week, they'd already been to that dealership. They'd already talked to them. When they quoted the figure and it was inflated yet again at the very end, it is simply just indicative of what many rogue dealers do. They get you in on an advertisement on the internet that you don't truly understand. When you get there, they then get to do whatever it is they choose. And that's where people are confused. When you're not in the dealership and you're not physically there, then obviously, you have an amount of control over your own actions. When they told him multiple times that he could buy it for that price, and I told them what I had, that I didn't believe they would honor it, rather than waste a trip down there, have them confirm they'll do it. They eventually confirmed they would do it, and they still lied to him. If you're a person that is a consumer going out without having the vast knowledge, relationships, and the ability...
I want to stop you for a second.
Go ahead.
They didn't lie. They played a pun on words. And if you don't understand the words, okay, they told him, if I could sell you the car for this, would you buy it?
That was initially your
correct.
Completely.
But then after you get through all the poppycock and the malarkey, and they still continue to tell you the same thing three or four times, you cannot fall into the trap of keep playing with them. I got an email from a radio show listener. She told me on a Honda, she went to the bathroom, and when she came back from the bathroom, it was all new numbers. I sent her an email. I asked her to call me. Still waiting for the callback. We do not pester you. We do not reach out. We don't chase you.
Welcome to Rodeo Ford, located in Goodyear, Arizona at 13680 West Test Drive. Rodeo Ford is proud to be one of the premier dealerships in the area. From the moment you walk in their showroom, you'll know their commitment to customer service is second to none. They strive to make your experience with Rodeo Ford a good one for the life of your vehicle. Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, you've come to the right place.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. You know, a few weeks ago, actually that's not true, back at the beginning of the summer as it started to break and the gas prices started to go up, I mentioned that gas prices were going to stay high.
They're going down.
Well, yes and no, but that's what I'm talking about right now. This last Labor Day was the highest gas price for the last 4 years since 2014 for gas prices. So they held their price right at that $3 and above $3 a gallon all through the summer. But oil's down to between 70 and 75 a barrel right now. And so realistically, gas prices probably should not be quite as high as they are. And they should continue to perhaps come down a little bit. But I don't think they're going to change much.
They were saying, I saw what he was talking about. They were saying that expect gas prices after Labor Day to go down about 40 cents a gallon. But the funny thing about this is this. What you have to look at is it's not $3.40 a gallon. It's not $3.20 a gallon. If you fill up your car and you get 15 gallons of gas and the fuel went up 40 cents a gallon, it's an additional $6 a fill up. I can't begin to tell you how many people I have seen bury $5,000 worth of negative equity into a smaller car to get better gas mileage.
And if you heard what he just said, it's ludicrous. The key is exactly what he said. We can't control gas prices, but the only difference in cost to the consumer is how many miles they drive a year and the small difference per gallon. So obviously it does add up. But in general, the current marketplace is such that with Labor Day holiday just passing, the 19s coming out, it is arguably a buyer's market.
You know, I'm laughing when you were talking about the gas. My wife has a Ram pickup truck.
Not good gas mileage.
And it's actually, with a Hemi and an 8-speed automatic transmission, I've never adjusted, it's 18 miles to the gallon in the odometer.
She's a very good driver.
And it goes down a little bit when I drive it. So, but the funny thing is, when I fill my car, it's 15 gallons of gas. So it's somewhere between, if it's 280 or 350, and I put premium in my car, it costs me 45, 50 bucks to fill my car up. Well, I wasn't paying attention the other day. I took my wife's truck and the light was on. So I pulled up to the gas station and I'm looking, and all of a sudden, the truck wasn't full, but the pump stopped. So I guess at $75, the pump shuts off because they won't run more than $75 on a debit card. But what I was laughing about was when I was helping the people buy the Tundra I spoke about earlier, one of the options was a 38-gallon fuel tank. Now, that's call it 40 gallons and call it $3 a gallon.
120.
Now, the woman doesn't drive a lot. She could care less about the gas mileage. But this is what people need to understand. When you're buying a pickup truck and you even go to some of these smaller trucks, they don't get great gas mileage. I talk to people about this, and I always joke with a certain vehicle. I said, you know, that vehicle's so great, it passes everything but a gas station. Okay? Now, another important thing to look at when you're buying a car and you're concerned with your budget is open up that fuel door and see what it says on the inside of the door. And if it says premium unleaded fuel required,
they usually say recommended or only.
Right. So if you lease a car for 3 years and 36,000 miles and it says premium fuel required or recommended and you want to use the middle grade, you're probably not going to have a monstrous problem, but your car may not run as well. However, like myself, when I bought my car, my intentions were 5 years, 100,000 miles. Premium fuel recommended. It actually says recommended. And it says my horsepower rating could change based on the fuel that I use. So I could use the other blends, but I prefer to use the premium fuel. But if you're buying a car and you want your car to last, use the fluids that are recommended. Follow the recommendations of the fuel. Follow the fluid changes. You know, and I'll tell you, I was there the other day, and they told me I needed a new air filter. And it kind of spoiled the whole experience because I had opened up the air filter the day before and I saw what it looked like. And it kind of was a little on the tan side.
That's not time.
Yeah. So it's the next, and I'm pretty good about changing my stuff. But, you know, everything in life is about relationships, you know, and it's all about not always what you know, but who you know. You know, that warning I gave you earlier today, you know, and I will tell you this, if I continue to service my vehicle at that dealership, I will never, ever, 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 never take a service loaner again. I'll walk across the street and I will rent a car from Enterprise. They will pay for it because it's part of my extended service contract. And I will buy for the $20 the insurance. I don't drive a rental car. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe it's something that bugs me. I don't drive a rental car on my insurance.
And I'll only give my 2 cents of advice on what Gary just said. I would highly recommend, whether it does cost more or not, that you indeed do purchase the insurance on a rental car in the event that you have to rent a car. And there's a few different reasons for that. The most important reason is it would not count against your insurance. God forbid there is an accident, and the complications that can arise through your insurance company in the event that you do have an accident in a rental car can be very complicated. So it's an individual decision. You're allowed to self-insure, but if you assume that your insurance policy automatically covers it and everything's golden, you may not be correct.
What's that word you just used? Assume?
Yes.
Now, here's the big thing, though. This is what got me to buy it. I was informed by the young lady when I was talking about it. She says, you are aware that in the event you have a collision and we cannot rent the car, we can charge you
for lost use.
For loss of use. Now, I had a bad experience. I rented a car. I was in New York, and I backed into a brick wall. It was the first time I ever purchased the insurance, and I don't know what made me think to do it. And my friend lives on a private street in Woodbury, nice neighborhood, only 3 houses on the street, and the neighbor across the street had a concrete stone berm on the side of it, in the front of his house. His house was elevated. I backed out of my friend's driveway in the pitch black. My car had a backup camera. My car had beepers. Okay, the car I rented had neither. And it did have a warning. Okay, the warning, though, went off when you hit the wall. And I mean, I heard boom. And I got out, and it looked like somebody took a basketball and shoved it into the rear bumper. Now, it was below the taillight, so I didn't break the taillight. And the funny part about it was my friend, that whose house I was at, restores cars. So he's laughing. He's like, hey, just bring it by in the morning. I'll pop the bumper off. I'll have it fixed by 5 o'clock. You bring it back, we'll bolt it back on. They'll never know anything. Well, I called Enterprise, and I said to the guy, hey, that insurance that I bought, what happens if I wreck the car? Well, do you need another car? No. I brought the car back. They took a report. I got a phone call the next day, and I never heard another word. We understand not just about buying a car. Okay, we understand what's in your best interest in most aspects of the automotive industry.
Well, think about when people, in order to try to save money, want to buy that late model used car, and they don't really take into consideration the loss of warranty, how soon they're going to face maintenance cost, the difference in value between a used car and a new car, the difference in interest rates, the difference in all these different variables. It's one of those things where, again, for most people, they'll end up thinking, oh, I'm going to buy a used car, save money. And in so many sad cases, they end up paying close to the same amount of price for the car. They end up paying often a higher interest rate. They end up financing the used car for 6 years as opposed to, you know, going shorter term because it's an older car. And now the people that make those decisions and buy those 2 and 3 year old cars, buy the extended warranties on them, pay what it costs to buy that car, and then a few years down the road decide that perhaps they want something different, they're in such a bad position as compared to had they just simply leased a brand new car for, in most cases, what would have been on a similar car, just a 3 year term, a lower payment, been under warranty the whole time, and had peace of mind. Again, every situation stands on its own, but there's so many people that I think they try to calculate in their head, or they think that how they did the math is how it should work, and sometimes, of course, they do the calculations properly, but in many cases, they simply don't do the calculations properly. I had a very sweet young lady a few weeks ago who had called me, who had been referred to me, and she wanted to get a late model Kia Sorento and wanted to spend in a certain price range. Well, accomplishing that was kind of difficult, and it really to get what she wanted was probably only a couple thousand more than she hoped it would be. The issue was that she happened to have a vehicle that she was already driving that she owed more than the car was worth, and it was a little Volkswagen, and I never saw it or learned the actual amount of negative equity, but she shared with me that she knew that she had at least thousands of dollars of negative equity. And so, assuming that's true without having a chance to see the car yet, the next thing that she shared was that she wanted to have her payment go down. And to try to keep this as simple as possible, she was driving an economy car that costs far less than the sport utility vehicle she wanted to get to replace it. She didn't have money to put down. She wanted to use the negative equity. Well, she didn't want to use, but that's what she had available, the negative equity in her current car, which would have to be added to the new car. And somehow she wanted to lower her payment. Well, you know, for me, it seems logical that you can't buy something that costs more, that's bigger, more expensive, put negative down payment down, and then lower your payment. But somehow, in her way of thinking, she had come to that conclusion. You don't need to go to a dealership to find out that that's not going to work. And had, you know, we had had a few conversations before I learned that her objective was to accomplish this new lower budget. And so in some cases, it's not the dealer is bad. It's sometimes that what you're trying to accomplish just isn't feasible. Anyway, you can reach Gary at 602-525-1370. You can reach me, Dana, at 602-679-8324. We are your car insiders. We work for you, nobody else, and there's no one like us.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.